Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate, March 26th. In the lexicon of astronomy, Pollux is known as a class K03 star. That tells us that the star's surface is a little cooler and redder than the sun's. It tells us that the star has puffed up to many times its original size, and it tells us that the star is nearing its end. Pollux is the brightest star of Gemini. It's quite close to the moon tonight. Its twin, the star Castor, and the brilliant planet Jupiter are a little farther from the moon. The system that astronomers use to classify stars was developed more than a century ago. It groups the stars into classes O, B, A, F, G, K, and M. That system is based on a star's surface temperature or color. Hotter stars are bluer, while cooler stars are redder. O stars are blue-white, while M stars are red or orange. Each class is subdivided using the numbers 0 through 9. At K0, Pollux is just across the line from class G, the class that includes the Sun. The classification ends with the Roman numerals 1 through 5. A 5 means the star is in the main phase of life. A 3 means it's moved on to the giant phase. It's converted the hydrogen in its core to helium. Pollux is now fusing the helium to make carbon and oxygen. That change has caused it to puff up. It's 9 times the diameter of the Sun. Over time, Pollux will get even bigger, cooler, and redder. It may evolve into class M, a brilliant star at the end of its life. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.